Listen, it's very clear. I've always told them the truth, that my jury is in power because of the president. The 2004 Congress, which was clear that the Vice President Mnangagwa would win, a decision was then made by the president to then get my jury in, which went against a lot of people and so forth. But people accepted because he's the leader of the party and he made that decision. Equally, I challenge those people who call themselves cadres of the party and who work for the president that when the president appointed Vice President Mnangagwa, why did they not also support him the same way that they supported Maimjuru? Because their circumstances are the same. You know, if you say that Maimjuru got in unconstitutionally and Mnangagwa unconstitutionally, but you're going to support them, you can see that some of the people who are lying to Maimjuru right now, like Comrade Basketi, benefited from Maimjuru by being given government posts like provincial affairs minister and so forth. I've never been appointed as a minister, so I don't owe my allegiance to anybody. Comrade Mtasa is also my uncle. I respected him with the office that he held and so forth. And for me, you must understand one thing. I am equally a Karanga person. I would also want to see Karanga people doing well. The next president does not have to become a Mnangagwa or a Karanga. Anybody else. Because the struggle was fought by all the tribes. It was not fought by the tribal, the Zulus.
Mr. Basketi?
Just briefly, first and foremost, I don't subscribe to that tribalism and regionalism which Honorable Mliswa is expressing. This is the same reason why the leadership, which was supposed to protect the Ndebele and their leaders, decided to kill them on a regional basis. That's not our ideology. We don't subscribe to any regional tribalistic ideology, as he's speaking of Karanga. Yes, I'm a Karanga more than him. He shares the blood of Karanga and the Zambian. But we are not worried about that. But we are saying even God is not a respecter of regions. And he's not a respecter of regions. God chooses leaders whom he sees the heart. Maimjuru was popularly elected by the people. All the 10 provinces elected there. That's why she was elevated. Comrade Mnangagwa was not elected. He was appointed. So there's a difference between an appointee and an elected person. That's why we are saying even now going forward, the people elected her for a mandate to run 2018, but she is where she is now. Lastly, I want to correct another wrong notion which is being given. That you see, as we stand behind a Maimjuru, we are not just standing behind her on the fact that she was removed from ZANU-PF, but we are doing it with the full understanding that this is a God-anointed leader.
You must work to also be in power, not to be going on Facebook and WhatsApp and think your membership is there. You must work. You must put proper structures, not speculative structures, and dream. No, he doesn't also ordain leaders who dream and who are not too practical. Mnangagwa is ordained by God. So is the Mpoko. So is the president. That's the leadership we have right now. We work with them. If your chance happens to come, then it will come as well. I think you must understand that.